You're going to have to talk because I have candied bacon in my mouth. Sorry.
I can do that. I can help you out with that. Dane Neal is here. Dane is the host of the hit show On the Road with Dane Neal, a show that has taken radio by storm. It's the Breaking Bad of radio.
Well, when you say storm, it's the kind of storm that you like. You sit on the back porch, you watch the thunder, you hold the loved ones, right. You reminisce, but not the storm that we worry about or they've
There's
got a guy under a viaduct pretending it's deeper water than it is.
Nope.
You were live in action this weekend. I was listening to you.
Wow. Okay, well, I'm not sure the action. Yeah, we were live there. We highlighted the sights, the sounds, and of course the flavors. And a lot of the cars of the city of Des Plaines. Mm-hmm. We had them in. You remember this. You know, mm-hmm. This was that calm before that storm. Mm-hmm. And so it was great to see the people at Petting Zoo. We actually had a Patagonian cavey that we named on the air. These are the kind of
what
fun...
What is that? I don't know what that is.
They said it was a relative of the guinea pig.
Oh, yeah?
If I got to choose my relatives, I would choose my cooler, more formidable relatives.
Yeah.
It looked like a baby kangaroo, which I think
is
higher
cute.
Than guinea pig
on
the, yeah, on the cool scale.
Yeah.
And we named it. And we had all the people out, and you know, we just did it all. I mean, it was you know, you laughed, you cried, it became a part of you.
That's why On the Road with Dane Neal has become such a runaway hit. That's the reason.
A driveway hit.
Yeah, a driveway hit. So Dane, today we're talking about something that Chicago should be very proud of, something that started out good and just keeps getting better and better.
Well, you know what, it keeps getting better because of the principled leadership of some of the people that we have in studio with us. But Bill, you're right. I mean, this is one of those things they say, and I think, and I'm not sure if the lore is correct, that when Taste of Chicago was initiated, it was one of those first kind of urban food events that was huge citywide at that scale, of course, all over the country now and probably all over the world. And so in studio with, but these things don't happen and don't stay great by themselves. You know, mm-hmm. You've got to manage it. You've got to kind of shape it, direct it in order to kind of stay with the trends and, you know, and be the kind of thing that people are going to want to make a trip to every year
mm-hmm.
and come to Chicago. So in studio, we have the commissioner of Chicago's Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events, the one and only Mark Kelly. Mark, welcome to the Bill
nice
and Wendy Show.
Thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Really appreciate it. Before we talk about the reason you're here, let's talk a little bit about Blues Fest, because I know numbers just came out, and they were pretty, pretty encouraging.
Encouraging is an understatement. So we moved Blues Fest to Millennium Park, and mm-hmm. we shifted the lineup a bit. We tried to push blues into the modern age, if you will, and we had over 500,000 people in Millennium Park compared to 180,000 last year, and you know, the rave reviews, we learned a lot moving into Millennium Park, so next year we'll tweak it, we'll strengthen it, we'll make it better.
Yeah.
But it was a great festival, and it was free.
Other than just the change of location, that's a huge number difference. What brought about that many more people, do you think?
Part of it's just Millennium Park.
Yeah.
It's one of the world's greatest art parks. It's a magnet in itself. And then when you put Blues Fest, it's sort of been losing a bit of its allure. When it started 34 years ago, there was nothing else in town. Now there's festivals right, left, and center.
Mm-hmm.
But so we brought a little more clarity to its future. So we had Rhyme Fest as one of so most people would say, well, Rhyme Fest, he's not, but Rhyme Fest loves the blues. He's steeped in the blues. And when he did Gloria, his Academy Award-winning song with Billy Branch, it was stunning.
Well, Billy Branch was actually in studio with us last year when we previewed Blues Fest. And this is kind of a tightrope to walk when you have, and Bill, we talked about kind of the history of Taste of Chicago. When you have these iconic events that have so much history and you got those purists out there that don't want things to change, how do you, as the commissioner, how do you do that, right? You want to pay homage to the history, but then again, you do want to kind of, I mean, you've got...
look to the future.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited about this year because we honor what 37th year.
Mm-hmm.
So it, again, is a great food and music festival, but you always have to shake it up. You have to push it forward. And I want our audience to assume that they're going to get what they want, but they're going to be surprised by also what's new. So it's also a cultural festival this year. So there's going to be a parade through Taste every day at 3 p.m. with giant puppets and a marching band.
Wow.
So
I see Bill stuffing the suggestion box with giant puppets.
There's going to be a street art alley, and where we had a competition and selected four Chicago esteemed street artists who will be creating work on the spot. We'll be hanging it, so there'll be a gallery of street art in Taste, and then it'll be donated to neighborhood organizations. We're going to have the Great Summer Dance Festival moves into this. So get your turkey leg and then get on the dance floor. Or you go to the Stomping Grounds. We have 19 Chicago dance troupes, all with a percussive bent to them.
Oh, I love that.
Performing. And the list goes on. We have a new stage for kids. We have on Thursday, what is it, July 6th, Sabor de Chicago, which is all Latino. Mm-hmm. Music, focus, art.
What was the reason behind it? We remember Taste of Chicago's from maybe like 10, 15 years ago, where I just remember feeling just a lot of hot pavement and kind of the same things that we've seen years after years. I got a chance to talk to Mayor Emanuel at the James Beard Awards, and he talked about food being kind of this touchstone on the tourism side, too. Did you guys look at it and say, like, hey, people are coming in. They may come in for the food, but we can share all of Chicago while they're here.
So it's that great food festival, 66 restaurants. We have pop-ups. We have all kinds of food trucks. So the food, you know, Chicago is a culinary destination, and it will be represented that day. So right in front of us, we have a pork and Mindy's. What is this? A pig candy.
The candied bacon?
You got to come and have pig candy,
so
right? Bacon coated with some crazy sugary.
Oh, it's so good.
All natural in some way.
We have smoked alligator sausage from the Chicago Dog House, and that's just an example. So, yeah, it's going to be hot that day, and you sweat and you eat, but then we have beer garden, we have a wine garden, we have the CH distillery where you go in and get some great mixed drinks. Mm-hmm. But then there's more now. So you're to be engaged in the cultural life of the city. Sometimes I think Taste started to feel like, well, it could be anywhere. No, it's Chicago, and it's going to have that Chicago gritty feel to it.
I know. In the next segment, we'll talk about some of the restaurants that are highlighted, some of the pop-ups, which I always thought was a great thing to bring the restaurants to the festival as
and
well.
And that's a fairly new thing, right? The pop-ups just started a year or two ago.
Yeah. So there's been changes coming for several years. Yeah. There was no food trucks a couple of years ago. We moved it from a 10-day festival to a 5-day, more concentrated.
You're happy with that?
The bookings and music are stronger, yeah.
Like the 5-day over the 10?
You know, 10 days is just too much.
Yeah.
And again, especially with so many other events, many of that we manage. We just finished Blues Fest and then Gospel Fest and the House Celebration. And we have
it's
the
–
we just – last night was Caddyshack in Millennium Park.
Right.
And the list goes on and on
and on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. And then there's much more to discuss with Dane Neal and Mark Kelly, the commissioner. People want to know more about the giant puppets. We're getting a lot of texts. People want to know about the giant puppets. So we'll get to that in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Someone has texted us before we get back to Dane Neal already in progress. Is Pork and Mindy the evil version of Bill and Wendy?
Yes. That's accurate.
In the Bizarro universe. Actually, it certainly could. And that's very funny. So kudos to them. But it's actually the restaurant locally opened by our good friend Jeff Morrow, who is also known as the Sandwich King.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also on the Kitchen on Food Network, so local guy. Kind of a barbecue forward thing with a lot of really kind of cool tricks, and the pig candy is one of them.
He knows what he's doing. Commissioner Mark Kelly joins us. Mark, your background is fascinating to me. Explain a little bit about what you did that got you here.
Well, I just fell into this job in a way. I had no idea a year ago that I'd be here as the commissioner, but I was at Columbia College for 32 years, the vice president for students. But I also have been a creator of culture and trouble in the city. So the Wabash Arts Quarter, all those great murals in the vicinity of Columbia.
Yeah.
I led that effort, the Halloween gathering, the art parade, the parade of the cultural life of the city is my baby, and many other.
That's excellent. That's where I know you from.
Like
I graduated from Columbia, and that's
where I
know you from.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And see, that's what I was wondering too, where you're trying to take these events and make them more things to more people, and as you've done on the media side and the education side, is kind of tell a story with it, right? Where people leave with more than just, you know, a carcass of a turkey. They leave with so much more.
So you captured it. So back to Taste, back to all the events that DCase does. We have to be able to answer not just what, but why. Why are we doing this? And so we do Taste. It's a citywide celebration celebrating food, celebrating the entire city coming together, because you see diversity that's just remarkable there. But it also has to be a celebration of the cultural life of the city. It has to go a little deeper. I want the audience to come there and then to leave like, wow, did I just see that? Mm-hmm. And that was cool, and I want more of that.
That's so we and come to Puppet Fest.
That's why there's giant puppets, right? That's why.
People are, I mean, it stays in Chicago. People are coming a lot of times, at least that initial inspiration is for the restaurants. So let's go through kind of that list of who we're going to see.
So in the restaurants, in the five-day restaurants, there's a couple that I want to just pick out. So first of all, the VV's African restaurant. It's been there for years, and it's just great. And it's a kind of opportunity to try food that you haven't tried before. Carbon Live Fire Mexican Grill from Little Village, this great Mexican taco stand, if you will, mm-hmm. and they're there again in some of the pop-ups. I just want to pick them out because of their name, Haka Baka Indian Cotti Rolls. I don't know what Cotti Rolls are.
But it's fun to say. Haka Baka.
I want to go to Haka Baka and try the Cotti Rolls.
What you do is you take a waka to Haka Baka.
That's the way to get there.
The Garifuna Flava, A Taste of Belize.
Yeah.
Do any of you know what A Taste of Belize would feel like, taste like?
No.
Tropical drink.
Maybe. We'll find out. All of us. And the fire trucks, there's the Cajun Connoisseur. There's Annie V's, American Glory, Aztec Dave's food truck. I love that, Aztec Dave's mm-hmm. food truck.
No way connected to Aztec Larry's,
separate.
Which is a totally
separate entity.
Totally separate.
But think about it. Culturally, the city has all these events, but culturally, food is an event, too. That's what everybody comes together for. Yeah. So what a great pairing.
So Japanese, Chinese, Korean. There's a Korean taco stand that's going to be joining us. And here's what's going to be fun. I've put out a challenge to all of the restaurants. It's called the Commissioner's Challenge with a cash prize from DK's for the food stand that is most fun and engaging.
Oh, nice.
So the staff, I've noticed in going previous years, there's every now and then there'd be a stand where they're singing, they're going at it, they're going at the audience. So to encourage, and then the staff have more fun doing that. So it's almost like theater, right? So they're all going to compete against each other. We're going to have judges. We're going to go through every day. We're going to score them.
Good.
So maybe they'll be, you know, trash talking the audience, and if that works, good for them.
Is Fun great. Your middle name? Fun, because it should be if it isn't already.
I like to have fun.
We should do.
We should always be playful in the events of the city. They shouldn't be predictable.
Right.
What we did before only gives us an idea of what we do in the future. So, if you haven't been to Taste in a couple years because you think you know it.
Guess again.
You'll get everything you would expect, but much more.
Mark, can I ask you this? When Taste is over, every year the media makes a big deal out of how many pounds of garbage were provided by Taste of Chicago. What do we do with that information? Every year I hear it and I go, I don't know what to – now that I know how much garbage was provided, I don't know what to do with it.
I don't know what to do with it either.
I mean, are we looking to beat the record? Are we looking to cut down?
Right. It's a very strange thing that's announced every year.
Well, you know, the other thing, the media seems to be fascinated with, did you make money? The goal is not to make money. The goal is just to break even. We don't want this to – it shouldn't cost the city something. It should be break even. But the goal is to bring the city of Chicago together, beckon tourists, and celebrate the city and who we are. That's the goal.
Do you see a spike in people? I'm sure there's a way to check this out through the airports or something. Are people flying in specifically that week?
Oh, we've done economic development studies, and this contributes about $100 million to the economic life of the city. Hotels fill up. Tourists love this.
Yeah.
But it needs to be our festival that tourists come to enjoy and not a festival for tourists.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Love that.
Yep. So much to see, enjoy here. And of course, Taste coming up on the 5th through the 9th, and it is free as far as admission. Did you want to, before in the last minute or so, I know there's so many other things that you're working on, other events maybe this summer people should look forward to?
Summer Dance opens on Friday in the Spirit of Music Garden. We're going to have an incredible summer dance celebration in Millennium Park. It's going to take authentic Chicago created dance forms, footwork, and stepping, and bring them onto the main stage. The Chicago Jazz Festival, the World Music Festival, the Air and Water Show.
How do you mix up the Air and Water Show? How do you bring puppets, trash talk, and...
Well, so let's think of it. I want it to be, think of it more as a cultural event, right, and not just a predictable. So it'll be the ballet.
Oh.
Of the sky will frame a ballet of mechanical objects.
That's poetic.
You are so good.
That's very poetic.
I don't know if that holds up to any interrogation.
High bar.
But think of all the precision that it takes to show that. No, it is like a ballet in the sky.
So the orchestra will be playing on the beach.
Yep.
And then we'll all be dancing in
traditional garb.
People, mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll all be in costumes. Puppets will show up again, and
tutus on the aircraft.
Maybe.
All right.
And what's the website for people to get information on all the restaurants, dates, and everything they can enjoy?
So go to the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. Go to our website, or you can just Google Taste, and Taste Chicago is the first thing will show up in Chicago, and then you'll see everything that is available to you, and come down. I'm going to Daily Plaza right now because we have a preview of Taste right now in Daily Plaza for the next couple of hours.
Oh.
So I would recommend listeners
come out
and talk to us and
outstanding.
See what we're doing.
Great
Mark,
work.
Great to see you. Yeah, we're very happy with everything you provided. So thanks. Keep up the great work.
My pleasure
to
be
Mark
here.
That's Mark Kelly. He's the commissioner, and Dane doesn't have a designation like commissioner, but someday.
Grand Poobah is what I'm shooting for. That's down the road.
That'd be nice. Thanks, Dane. Thanks, Mark. We'll take a quick break and then some news. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.